Welcome to Top Breed Cats, the show for anyone who loves cats.
Today we'll talk about the Somali and the Singapura.
That's right, I'm Quinn.
And I'm Ollie.
We both have two cats who we love very much. And then today I will be starting you off with the Singapura cat. This breed is about 4 to 8 pounds with a short coat. Its length is about 9 to 12 inches and the color is Sepia agortia. I don't know if that's actually how it's pronounced, but...
To Google Translate!
Okay, Google Translate.
Sepia agouti.
Sepia agouti. The eye color is green, hazel, or yellow, and the life expectancy is about 11 to 15 years. Oh. The Singapura is very affectionate and friendly to everyone. It does need some exercise, and it's very playful. It has about a medium energy level, and it's a very, very smart breed, and it vocalizes every once in a while. And it does not shed very much. There is some controversy on exactly how the Singapura came to be. It is widely thought that these cats originated in the streets of Singapore, as my dad said, because he was like, "Did you say Singapore?" I'm like, "No, I said a Singapura. It's a breed." He's like, "Well, I wonder if it's from Singapore." He was right. In the 1970s, the Singapura was brought to the United States by Hall and Tommy Meadow, who began developing these striking felines into a purebred cat. In 1982, the Singapura was recognized by the Cat Fanciers Association, CFA for short, and allowed to compete in the cat shows in 1988.
Give us a second.
I know you barely heard a break, but we had to pause it because our brothers were making a ruckus. Yeah. Anyway, so let's see, where was I? It was allowed to compete in cat shows in 1988.
Ollie, that's enough.
The Singapore cat is a very small cat, but don't let its tiny size fool you. These miniature felines are full of characteristic and love. They are mischievous, curious, yet very affectionate. The Singapura is a very social cat and loves to be involved in your daily activities, whether it's cleaning, cooking, or spending time on the couch. These people-oriented cats are happiest when they're with their family. They thrive on company, both human and animal, which means, yes, dogs. When they socialize from an early age, they can actually get along well with other animals, including dogs and things like that. As a result, they do not do well when left alone for long periods of time. So if you're away at work most of the day, this probably is not the correct breed for you. The Singapore's tiny body is sturdy and muscular, making these little cats well-equipped for climbing and other energetic activities. So, as said, they're very, very playful, and they're curious. So, they get into things on a daily basis. So, providing scratching posts and cat trees are ideal. Even cat playgrounds and puzzle toys will help them get their energy out and not walk on keyboards, as our cats sometimes frequently do.
Which is very annoying, which sometimes deletes a recording that we are about to publish to.
Yep. Ollie's hyperventilating again, yet it also happens. Right when we publish it, they walk on the keyboard.
Yeah, it's very annoying.
Okay, their shiny coats are quite short, meaning that grooming is a breeze. You should brush them weekly just to make sure that their coat doesn't have anything happen to it and to make sure that it stays healthy. Be sure to check their ears for dirt, trim their nails regularly, and brush their teeth too if you can. My cats hate getting their teeth brushed. We've tried it once and it did not work well. The Singapura is highly intelligent and can learn new things. This makes training relatively easy by giving them a mental challenge such as puzzles, puzzle toys, or teaching them tricks. You can even teach cats tricks. Yes, I know what you're thinking. Isn't that for dogs?
Stop using the weird voice.
Okay, sorry. I'm using my dad's voice. Well, not actually my dad's voice, but you get the idea. My dad would probably be like, I thought you could only train dogs. The answer is nope, you cannot. Not only can you train dogs, you can also train, let's see, mice, hamsters, guinea pigs, and including cats. I'm pretty sure you could probably even teach your horse some things if you had to.
Yes, you can.
I know you can train them for...
Think about dressage.
Yeah, dressage, yep. Definitely you can train a horse. All right. You can keep your kitty very happy and, well, engaged, if you make sure that they have something to do. So this cat has some issues that... health issues that may affect them, but so just keep an eye out for Frumutikansi deficiency. I'm pretty sure that's how it's pronounced. And then urinary enteria, and that's for the pregnant females. They don't really have, actually they need high quality cat food to ensure a long healthy life. But otherwise, I don't think there's much that you need to know about, the health, I mean, not health, feeding for these breeds. All right, let's see. How much is one of these cats? How much is a Singapore cat? The Singapore cat is usually between $800 and $2,000.
Pricey cat.
Yeah, they can be pricey, but it's probably worth it for this very friendly and affectionate cat who's also kind of curious. All right, that's all about the Singapore from me. Now to hand you over to Ollie for the Simulai cat.
Okay, so... this is a quick little overview. They are about 8 to 12 pounds on average, unless you have a really, 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 really,
really fat cat.
And they are about 11 to 14 inches long. And their coat is long. Is that Nala? No. And their coat color is smooth, coat in red, but... rubbly blue, fawn, and sorrel. Their eye color is gold or green. They live for about 10 to 14 years. Pretty good for a little kitty.
Yeah.
And they're so affectionate and friendly. And they aren't always a good thing.
Continue.
I just heard a cat meow.
Anyway, continue.
And they aren't the best with kids. Or other pets.
They're kind of medium. So.
Yeah, they need a lot of exercise, so playful, have lots of energy, they're very smart. They never, never meow. Well, sometimes. And they shed a decent amount.
Because they're about medium-haired cats.
No, they're actually long hairs.
Oh, well.
That's interesting.
That's why they shed a lot.
Yes, so the long-haired versions of Abyssinians, also known as Somali cats, have a largely mysterious history. Some experts have theorized that long-haired gene introduced in the Abyssinian breed population in the early 1900s as a recessive gene when other cat breeds bred with purebred Abyssinians. First Somali, then referred to as a long-haired Abyssinian, showed in the cat shows in Australia in 1963. It was then the breeders actually began to develop Somalis as a breed. Today, all major cat associations recognize the unique and relatively rare Somali cat breed. So, pretty mysterious history.
Yeah, sounds like it.
And their care. So, they have... nice, soft, and silky coats that require lots of brushing. Not lots, but regular, to keep their nice and silky coats. Brush your Somali cat once or twice a week to keep their coat free from tangles. Somali cats often enjoy being groomed.
Yep, you really want to prevent the matting. My dog had a matted tail. It was cutting off blood circulation, so then we kind of had to shave it at the groomer. Yeah.
That still cracks me up.
Not a lot of fun. Anyway, continue, yeah. Ollie.
And brush them about once or twice a week. And they actually enjoyed being groomed.
Yep. Nala does.
I don't Max know hates story. It. But Toby loves it. He loves it. I think he might just have a bit of Somali in him.
Some cats actually do really like it.
And that makes the job easier for you. Oh. No. You have to brush their teeth every day.
Every day, wow.
Yep. I do not like brushing cat teeth, just because most of the time they do not like it at all.
Yeah. All right.
Ollie, what are the health problems of this breed?
They have some genetic diseases. Like Abyssinian cats, some Somalis have hereditary health issue called... Just a second.
Oh, I had that one on my thing. It's like Prevute Canase Deficiency. Yep, that's it.
Yeah.
Which can cause anemia.
Yeah. And some lives have also been prone to an eye condition, progressive
retinal
atrophy. It causes progressive blindness in cats. Ask your breeder if their cats have been affected by this condition to determine if your kitten is
susceptible.
Or however you say that.
Susceptible.
All right, now let's learn about their nutrition. Who wants to learn about that? Yeah, I probably don't.
Continue.
Okay, so in terms of dietary needs, each cat breed is unique. All cats have their own tastes, and if you're a cat owner, you know they can be quite picky eaters.
Yeah, Nala did not like her first food.
Yeah, so did Max, and that's why he was so skinny, but now he's like 10 pounds.
And only 10?
Yeah. No, and Matt and Toby, 12.
Yep, that's probably about Nala's weight.
Yeah, and Toby's like half her age.
Yeah.
Yeah, so Somali cats are so active and muscular, they eat high-quality food, plenty of protein, to remain in good shape. Stick to foods with quality ingredients like fish and chicken to avoid one with unnecessary filters with no nutritional value. So there are some I'm going to put on pros and cons. Pros, they're easy to train, affectionate, and not chatty. Cons are regular grooming, shy around strangers, and very mischievous. That sounds like a cat for me.
Yep, sounds like one of my cats.
All right.
AKA our Siamese in the household.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Just a second.
Somali cat price. Okay. Just do enter.
1,000 to 1,500. No!
All right, I'll take over this breed. They're usually between $1,000 and $1,500.
Pricey cat, let me do it.
But remember, don't be tempted to go for the cheapest option while searching. Make sure you get them from a reputable breeder, because you never want health issues or other things like that. Continue with your thing, Ollie.
That's probably the end.
Yes, it is, but I was going to say something.
What?
I forgot.
Too bad.
All right. Well,
thank you for your wonderful presentation, Ollie, about the Somali cat.
Oh, yeah. And one more thing. We are sorry we do not have cat sciences. Our friend will not record it.
Yep. I've sent him some questions recently, and he should be working on that now. But,
yeah.
We'll put it up on our episode for the week.
As soon as possible.
ASAP. As soon as it comes back to us. And then, sorry for the last week's delay of the episode. Just got a bit
busy.
Sorry. As I'm staring at all.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Like,
video games. I'm sorry.
Okay, it's fine, Ollie. But
next time, just make sure that you can record. Okay.
All right. I didn't see your text. My iPad was dead.
Dead. Yeah. Very likely. Anyway, cat stories. Next, Toby, go.
You go, Mom and Serena. I'm thinking.
All right. So let's see. As I was mentioning, my dog. Oh. Sometimes my cats like to use my dog's tail as a chasey toy. Now that it's I don't know, shaved? Yeah, that's the right word. Nala, even though she's getting older, like she's almost a year and a half old, she's actually becoming more playful.
That's weird.
It's blowing my mind. Because, like, aren't cats supposed to, like, mature? Yeah, and become less playful? They are. But Nala is not maturing. She's actually getting more kittenish.
She is being kittenified. I think this episode's been, like, really quiet.
Yeah, I think so. I don't know. It might have been from our try previously with a microphone, but that did not really work.
Yeah, about that.
Yep, I have a microphone. We just can't figure out how to get it to work yet. So, soon we'll be hearing better audio quality. It's just not yet.
Not yet.
But we will start with the microphone as soon as it's ready. All right.
Max and Toby, go.
Okay.
Max and Toby. Oh, yes, I do have one about Toby.
Go.
His new favorite spot is the litter box. He lays in there.
Okay.
That's just plain disgusting.
Yep. Okay.
After he uses it.
Oh, that's gross.
Let's see.
He just sits in there for hours.
Oh, about favorite spots of a cat. Nala loves hanging out not only on my bed, not only on our dining room table, which is not soft at all, or in the sun, but she's also been betraying me by sleeping on top of my brother's loft bed. Yeah, I keep looking at Nala when I'm up there raising one eyebrow, like, seriously, Nala? I thought my bed was your favorite spot. She always comes and sleeps with me, though, so at least she's not betraying me for my brother completely. Besides, she stopped doing it recently. I feel like she's just protesting. She wants me to get a loft bed.
True.
The day will come eventually, but not now. Sorry, Nala. All right, so, Top Breed Cats fans, if you have a cat story that you would like to share with us, don't hesitate to send it to us at topbreedcats@gmail.com. That's topbreedcats@gmail.com, all lowercase. And we look forward to seeing some cat stories for
us. Please, our cats are maturing.
Well, not Nala. She's the opposite of maturing, but
They're getting less and less playful and lazier and lazier.
Oh, I think I have one more that I haven't shared yet.
No, save it for the next episode.
No, I'm going to forget it. Fine. A while ago, we found I found Serena using our giant Lego tarp as a litter box. It was disgusting.
Told me about that.
It was disgusting. We had to, like, close our bathtub and dump all the Legos in there. Just to make sure that we got all of the pee out, then my mom had to wipe them all down. Yep. Not fun.
One by one?
I don't know how she did it, but they're all better now, so. But, oh my gosh, Serena is one crazy Siamese. All right, that's all for this episode, right?
Max and Toby are sometimes crazy.
Yep, we're just gonna go with it. All right, thank you for listening, and we'll be back here next week with two new breeds for you to learn more about. Thanks for listening. Bye!
One and all.